So, operator, can I ask you to please start the recording and let us know when that has been done?
The time is 9:36, and we're beginning the notices session.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone. This is the second session of the day for the GNSO working weekend. We will now be talking about fake renewal notices, and we have Mason Cole from the registrars to take us through an update on what is happening in this regard. Thank you. Mason.
Thank you, Stefan. Good morning, everyone. So just to start off with a bit of review on this issue, you'll recall that after the drafting team, led by Mikey O'Connor, produced their work, the council discussed the results of the drafting team's work, and the registrars volunteered to take the issue from there for a brief time to talk to our membership about what might be the most effective way to address the problem. In an email in early September, I proposed four steps that might lead us to some kind of solution to help address the problem. First being talking with ICANN's compliance staff about the GNSO's concerns and see whether or not there was an avenue for compliance to address the matter through the RAA. Second was to communicate to authorities in the affected jurisdictions, mainly the U.S. and Canada, but sometimes elsewhere, to make our concerns known to them. You may recall that consumer protection authorities in the U.S. and Canada have taken action against one particular bad actor in this scenario and have imposed some penalties. And so we wanted to make sure that consumer protection authorities were aware of what was happening because they, frankly, may not be. And then come back and report our findings to the council. And then if those methods didn't seem to bear any fruit, then we could try to form a legal opinion on whether or not some language would be available in the accreditation agreement to give compliance some enhanced tools to act on the problem. So we're about halfway through that process. And in an email to the council before we arrived here in Toronto, I provided a bit of an update, but I'll go through that briefly now. As I reported, I spoke with compliance last week, and what I learned was there have been fewer than 100 complaints made to compliance since 2008 on fake renewals. Now, that doesn't mean that the problem is not significantly greater than that, because we know that it is. That's merely the number of complaints that ICANN has received. It may be that a registrant doesn't know to complain to ICANN about a fake renewal notice. So in that context, complaint volume, as you might guess, helps form a priority list for compliance, and so this has been sort of simmering on the back burner for compliance, but not it doesn't rise to the top of the of their list of problems. But they certainly are aware of it, and they're certainly interested in helping us do something about it. We talked a bit about the accreditation agreement. As we've discussed, it doesn't contemplate marketing speech, which you sort of could unfortunately characterize this as. One avenue that could be pursued, perhaps, again, this needs some legal interpretation, is whether or not if there's an enforcement action by an authority, if that can be used against a bad actor to compel compliance and compel them to stop the behavior with a threat against their accreditation agreement. So that gets into areas of applicable law in various jurisdictions that I know I'm unqualified to deal with, but we would need to involve ICANN's counsel. So our next step as a stakeholder group is to continue collecting evidence of this, which I've already asked our members to do, and I'm pleased to tell you I've already started receiving. And our legal advisor is going to help us put together this evidence and organize it in a way where we can, again, report it to U.S. and Canadian consumer protection authorities to see if they can revisit the issue and maybe make a more effective, take a more effective blow against the bad actors. So we think that has a couple of benefits. One is, in the U.S. anyway, I mean, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they do this all day, every day. They're quite good at it. We want to give them an opportunity to exercise their authority in a way that probably would be more effective than we could do with the existing tools that we have now. And if there's an additional judgment against these bad actors, then that does give ICANN compliance more leverage to act on their own. And compliance agrees with this approach, I think. So, as I've said, I've asked registrars to start providing evidence against evidence on the bad actors. As we know, there's one main bad actor. There are a couple of others. So we want to get as much evidence as we can and have our attorney help us put together as compelling a case as we can present to the authorities. So as a next step, we'll do that, and then I'd like to report back to the council on the impact of that. And so that's I think, what our stakeholder groups agree to next steps are. I might just ask Mikey, he's here, to chime in on this.
Thanks, Mason. It's Mikey O'Connor for the transcript. I was the chair of the drafting team, and mostly I want to just sing harmony and say yea verily to what Mason has just said. I think there are a couple of things to highlight. One, in terms of the compliance conversation that Mason had, I'd like to make the connection between what Mason said, which is that compliance hasn't heard a lot of complaints, with another issue that's on your agenda, which is the uniformity of reporting item. And one of the reasons to do that is because in that uniformity of reporting is the fact that in many cases people simply don't know where to report issues. And so I don't think it's necessarily indicative of anything that there's only been 100 complaints. I think the problem is, in that regard, that end users and consumers simply don't know that ICANN compliance is a place to forward the deluge of these sorts of things. So I think it's great that that conversation is going forward, but I think that the council has something on its agenda that it could use to amplify that. So that's one connection I'd make. Another connection I'd make is that Ayesha is in the BC, is from the International Chamber of Commerce, and I'm sure would be a great ally in terms of bringing that organization into this conversation. And it, you know, I'd be happy to help with that in any way, because I know that there's very strong interest in the commercial stakeholder group in this issue. This is something that does bear a lot on businesses. In several respects, and also ISPs, which is the constituency that I'm in, because in many cases ISPs are the people that sort of take these on the front lines. So again, I think there's plenty of alliance to build there, and I'd be happy to help with that in any way. And then finally, just to sort of summarize the standpoint, the situation from the standpoint of the chair of the drafting team, I think this is entirely consistent with where the drafting team came down. We were chartered to go out and conduct a survey to see whether there was really an issue there. We came back with a survey that concluded, yes, indeed, there was, and provided, we got a little bit outside our mandate in suggesting a whole bunch of different ways to tackle this, and I think that the approach that Mason is in the middle of and proposing is entirely consistent with the feelings of the drafting team, so I just want to sort of sing harmony to what Mason just said. Thanks.
Thanks, Mikey. I would appreciate some help with this if the BC would be open to that. I think the registrars would certainly welcome that.
Thanks, Mason. Mikey, you have a question for McKay.
It's not a question, it's more of a comment. Just in support of what Mikey was saying, just because compliance didn't get that many doesn't mean that there isn't a serious issue. Because, I mean, we've had probably 200 complaints of in relation to fake renewal notices. We're not the largest registrar out there. I mean, people don't know to complain to ICANN. They're going to complain to the registrar. They're going to clog up our customer service staff with the issue. ICANN is not something that they know about, nor do they care about.
Yeah, I want to be clear to the council, too, that we're not relying on compliance's figures to demonstrate the problem. We know it's a problem. Compliance has had fewer than 100 complaints since 2008, and with the evidence that Mikey collected in the drafting team's work and with what I've received, I mean, I will have more than 100 examples on my own within a couple of weeks. So we're not relying merely on compliance's figures here. I want to be clear to the council about that.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Looks like you were very clear, Mason.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, in that case, we'll end this session early and convene back at 10 for questions to our candidates for the election of the new GNSO Council Chair. Operator, this session is now over. Thank you.
Thank you.